"I'm sorry, ma'am, you can't go in there," he said to me. I didn't know who he was, only that he blocked the heavy door leading into the parking garage. A trench coat engulfed him. It was meant to suggest officiality, but due to the grease stains near the pocket hems, it screamed tragedy and "please wash me" instead.
Previous studies have shown that more adventurous jumping spiders take more risks. They explore more territory, which helps them find prey. They also are more willing to pounce on prey, which is how they get a meal.
1893. Jenny did not dare open the door leading into the central hallway at the foot of the stairs. Although it was dark, she did not want to light a candle. Not yet.
"You're a big dog now, bro. No more little pup."
"Whatever," Cody grunted. "I just want to open presents before my next birthday. Now hurry up." "Can you actually be addicted to your phone? Why is it so hard to sleep away from home? And does school really need to start so early?"
The crowd at the bar beat upon the tables and clinked their glasses against the liquor bottles in appreciation. They egged him on.
"Oh, where is your head, my darling? Gone, gone, gone."
"Hey, Bucky, didn't this take place at night?"
The big sandy-haired man in the stained shirt and dirty trousers sat at a nearby table, enjoying the spectacle.
Nolan opened his eyes to darkness, thick, heavy, and silent. Blinking didn't help, neither did waving a hand in front of his face. He was as blind as a bat, lost, and lying down.
"Hello?"